And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Okay, drop everything you're doing. Settle back for 15 minutes, what we hope will be a very pleasant, a pleasing and satisfying radio program.
Well, that's our aim, of course, and even if we just are a little off-center from hitting the target, we hope you'll understand that we tried the best we can.
Look, neighbor, if you get just one laugh, one little chuckle even out of the next 15 minutes or so, we will have done our best, we feel.
You late?
Who came in then?
Me.
Yes, who are you? Are you a member of our show? You don't look familiar.
No, I'm just a member of the audience.
Well, it's supposed to be in here 15 minutes early. I wish you'd try to make it a little sooner again.
Sorry, they told me to hurry, and I did.
Shall we give a rundown on this evening's program before we go to the audience?
That'd be a good
idea.
I'll
be back in a minute,
sir. I'm going to adjust my microphone. I was going to say, look, folks, if all we want said is that they tried the best way they could. That's all.
Look, we feel if you get one little laugh, one little chuckle, I said that.
Yeah. Now let's give a rundown.
What is the rundown?
Well, let's see. We're going to have a feature called Underwater Service. Natalie Attired has promised to come by to say another terrific song.
And the first feature is going to be questions from the audience. Now, how does that entire lineup look to you, audience?
What do you think of it, huh? What do you think of the lineup for the program?
We'll warm them up before we get too far.
All right, audience.
Want to introduce the question period and
sure.
Get to it?
We're going to devote a few moments, and I think this will help warm up the audience.
I certainly hope so.
A few moments here to questions and answers. Now, if you folks sitting right here in front of us in the studio audience have any questions about show business personalities that you'd like answered,
just shout them up to us, like you, sir, you who are late coming in.
How much money does Claire Trevor make a year?
Well, the actual figures haven't been released.
I'll bet it's plenty, you know. You know how I know that?
I don't know. How?
She's a slick actress, boy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I like her.
And I think that gentleman over there on the left side of the audience.
I'd like to ask about Toulouse-Lautrec.
Well, Toulouse-Lautrec wasn't exactly show business personality.
He was in a movie?
Well, a movie was made about his life, but he was never in show business.
Well, he should be in show business. He was pretty good in that movie. How come the movie studios are passing him up?
Well, he must have very good reasons for not looking into the situation, sir. Let's have somebody else later.
Mr. Elliott, do you and Mr. Goulding have any real privacy, or is your life a fishbowl?
Well, we've been asked that question many times, ma'am. It is a fishbowl.
I see. I thought so. I'll bet you don't even have any privacy when you're doing your show.
Not any real privacy, no.
Must be a strain to be popular. Say, you know who's good?
Who, ma'am?
Jack Warden. My book, he's excellent.
Yes, he is, ma'am. Do you have a question you want to fire at us while we're...
When you have something dangerous to do during your broadcast, do you use stuntmen or do you, too, do it yourselves?
Well, we prefer to use stuntmen if there's anything dangerous to be done around here. I guess that would answer your question, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I must say most people aren't as honest as you are. I'd lie about something like that myself. I'd say I did all the dangerous things without the help of stuntmen.
Well, thanks. That's a compliment to us. Next.
I got a question. It's in the form of a riddle, though.
A riddle? Okay, go ahead, sir.
To your way of thinking, who would you say was the best actor around today?
Well...
That's in the whole world, mind you.
Well, let me see. There's Sir John Gielgud. Of course, his countryman, Sir Laurence Olivier. He's a fine actor, and...
No, let me help you out of your spot. You know who the best actor in the world is?
Who, sir?
The best actor in the world is any kid who gets up in the morning and decides he doesn't want to go to school.
I see.
A kid like that will grab his stomach, make his eyes pop out, he'll stagger around, he'll clutch at his throat, and pretend to faint. I'll tell you, you can't beat that for acting. Now, I mean it.
Well, that was a nice riddle, sir.
Well, that's all. I like riddles. That's why I asked it.
And that's about all the time, Ray, I think we have for the question and answer period, and I'd like to thank all of you for cooperating.
I'd rather be paid.
It's been a real big help. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. And here now is guest sports champ Mickey Dickens. Mickey, I think you won a recent high honor, didn't you?
Check, Bob. Sports writers voted me this year's number one man in the field.
King of the roulette croupiers, Mickey Dickens. Mickey, would you tell us, can we have a look at that powerful right arm of yours? Oh, big as a barrel.
Well, it gets that way from pushing chips around the table with that long stick, whatchamacallit there.
Croupier's stick, I think. You have to keep in good condition, I guess.
Even when I'm on vacation, I work out with a fly swatter every day to keep the old wrist in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Say, while I got the mic here, I think I could air a beef.
Well, maybe we could wait until you visit us again.
I heard you stagehand snickering and saying I was a reject from the Sports Time program. And you want to know? I was never even asked to be on it. Now, that's the truth.
Well, I can't understand that. Phil Rizzuto interviews all the top names in the sports world on Sports Time. Well, okay, Mickey Dickens, thank you very much.
Phil isn't taller than that. No, I didn't mean that.
He wasn't referring to Phil himself. But thanks for visiting us, and good night for now.
Come out to Vegas sometime, and I'll push a few chips around for you.
A tribute to those in the underwater service. And a special tribute to the officers and men of the submarine USS Speckled Bass. It was on the night of the 13th that the Speckled Bass, having taken a direct hit from a destroyer, was forced to submerge to the bottom. 48 hours later, and still on the bottom.
That was a little too close for comfort, Skipper. We can't take too many more like that.
Why not?
Well, because we're in pretty bad shape around here, especially the morale of the crew.
Then pass out some chalk. Let them write messages on a few of the torpedoes.
Get out of here. Forget me. Let me out. I'll break out of it.
That man is hysterical. He's got to be slapped.
There he goes, Skipper. Slap him.
I had to do that, Fuller. Maybe someday you'll understand. You see, even the best of us are afraid now and then. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I want you to... Fuller, we're going to forget that you punched me. Now get back to your depth gauge and watch that needle.
See what I mean about the morale of the crew, Skipper?
All right, Lieutenant. Tell the crew I've got something to say to them.
Man, hold it down. The skipper has got something to say to you.
Men, hear this. The lieutenant tells me your morale needs a boost. Well, here it is. Szymanski, I want you to break radio silence to send this message to Fleet Headquarters. USS Submarine Speckled Bass, tired of being sitting duck. Intend to surface, engage enemy, and do a little shooting on our own. All right, boy. We'll forget that you did it again.
Sir, I think the men were looking for another kind of...
All right, Szymanski, cancel that last message and send this one instead. USS Submarine Speckled Bass, too proud to be on bottom. Going to top where we belong.
Here comes Fuller again, Skipper. Better fend for yourself.
I'll do my best.
Here's a morale message for you, Skipper.
I gotta get out of here. I can't take it anymore. I don't care about this old son. I gotta get out of here.
But the Skipper did care. Once Fuller's hands were tied to his sides, the USS Submarine Speckled Bass performed a clean sweep. I like service stories now and then. Mary, you here for a song-saying session, huh? Natalie, I mean.
Well, you've done it, too. I've got mail addressed to Natalie Tired saying, when are you going to give another recipe?
Well, you know what? You want me to explain what it is?
I don't do recipes. I'm a song-sayer.
You want me to explain why I do that?
Mary is 10 to 15 years older than
I am. I know, but look, Ray and I sit here face forward, looking at the audience.
She wears elastic stockings,
I know, but listen. We sit here... And all we do, we get a whiff of that perfume when you sit down. We don't look, necessarily. It's the same kind Mary wears.
Yes.
And I just, I never really...
Well, it's a gift. Of course, it was a gift from you and...
That's what we gave you for Christmas, wasn't it?
You gave Mary the same kind, too, didn't you?
A vial.
Well, I wouldn't call it that.
No, I mean, it was a little bottle.
Oh,
yeah. We gave each of you the same kind.
I guess a dram or a gram.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to say as a song, and who are you going to dedicate it to this week?
To your dentist, for one thing. And he'd better do some work there, Bob.
I need to go.
Yes. Something's been slipping.
Right.
And your stockings are slipping.
She's not wearing any stockings, right?
How
dare
you say that?
Go ahead and let's have the song. What is it?
It's called Smooth Operator.
Okay.
Eddie?
Right.
Eddie. You're a smooth operator. You're a cool, sweet potato. Kiss me, baby. Don't make me wait. Cover me, honey, don't hesitate. Take my heart and don't give it back. You're a smooth operator. I like it like that. You're a gone alligator. Tell me, Abby, baby, what you're going to do. You've got me sighing, got me wishing for you, but I'm here to tell you one natural fact. You've got me yearning. I like it like that. Burning with desire, you set my heart and soul afire. You drive me wild, you make me shout, and I cut that out. Mercy, Mr. Mercy, you're the end. You're a smooth operator, but greater when you kiss me, baby. My toenails curl, and I'm so glad just to be your girl. I'd be happy in a one-room shack. I'd like it like that.
One more time.
All right. You're a smooth operator.
Oh, wait, she's gone quite a way. I think the one chorus was enough. Without going all through.
We heard somebody do that just one more time, and it's very effective, and Eddie and I thought we'd try it out.
Catchy ending. Have you tried it before an audience before to see how the reaction is?
No, this was the first place. Where better than in front of the 6 million people who listen to you every
night?
Right.
You probably should get a reaction of some sort to that, I guess.
Didn't know you had that many relatives, you guys.
And a lot of the 6 million, of course, have sent in to get their names on the Bob and Ray mailing list, and that is still open, as we have said. The offer still goes. If you would like to get on the mailing list, just see if you can by writing to us.
You may not qualify, and then again you may. It's very arbitrary, as we explained. Depends on the mood we're in when we get your letter. A lot of people we know are on the mailing list who shouldn't be there.
Well, we're trying to call them out as quickly as we can.
Well, I guess we're down to one. Just a moment. I think there's somebody on the phone here. Hello? Yes? What? The fellow left was in such a rush.
Anybody on the phone?
No, it's just kind of a funny sound. And you know, every time I picked it up today, it's been that same sound. Nobody's there.
Just nothing, huh?
It's real spooky, Bob. Real spooky.
Well, I'll have to check in, I suppose.
What are you planning for your winter vacation? Or have you given it any thought, or do you have any money to go on?
No, I'm going to stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right in town.
Any other plans? What's upcoming in the spring? New suit or what?
No,
anything
I think
to look forward to, or
haircut.
Your life falling into just a
I think I'll
a grab
get a short butt. Haircut again.
A haircut is nice. A shoe shine. Women, I understand, go out and buy a new hat.
Aren't going out, of course.
Best way. He does a very nice job, though.
Yeah, yes, he does. Thank you.
We'll have our parting words for you in just 10 seconds.
Time to mention the folks who help us with this show.
I think we do, sure.
Thank you, Joe Miller. No, we'll get to the other names some other night. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.